Rounding out the session just about, we've completed the Senate's part of the budget, which the budget's not over in terms of working on it legislatively, but the Senate's version of the budget is now official.
We passed the Senate version of the budget early this week, and now what will happen for those items that we have disagreements on with the House, those items will be sent to a conference committee made up of 3 House members and 5 Senate members. They'll hammer out those differences. Once those differences have been decided, then it'll go back to each chamber for both chambers to look at and approve, and then hopefully we will get that task done by May the 9th at 6 p.m.
Pretty much the same schedule this year as last in terms of when the budget was started on in the Senate. And, of course, the deadline for the budget to be completed always the same, the second or sometimes first Friday in May.
The whole process starts when the governor unveils his version of the budget with the State of the State. That was actually earlier this year. It was on January 21st. And so that kind of gave us a week of a jump start than when it usually is held. The way the calendar works, it's designed to get done after about a 3 or 4 month process. And it's our one constitutional requirement in the legislature to come up with a budget. Now, we have annual budgets. Some states have 2-year budgets, but we just do 1 year. The budget that we're working on now is the one that will go into effect on July 1st of 2014 that will run through June 30th of 2015.
A lot of education measures this week, a lot of time spent on education measures this week, both in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, it was a busy week in both committee and on the Senate floor for education bills. We spent a great deal of time, almost a full legislative day, talking about Common Core. It was House Bill 1490 that came over, and Senators Lamping and Emory and myself, we had filed bills over in the Senate, and then we worked on this bill. I think we came up with a pretty good compromise on this with the House, and also for those that had concerns on both sides of the issue of Common Core. I think we came up with a pretty good compromise, and we will have basically the final procedural votes in the next few days.
On the House side, they spent time on the Senate's version of a school transfer bill.
Yes, we sent them a bill 2 months ago dealing with unaccredited school districts, and then students that live there can transfer to accredited school districts. And so I was very glad to see that the House came up with their version on Wednesday night. They spent a long time on it. And now we'll kind of see what the differences are. They made a lot of changes. And so now we'll kind of see what changes that they did to improve the bill, what changes they put in that maybe didn't improve the bill, and what we can live with and live without.
All of this comes with 2 weeks remaining in the regular session.
Yeah, the session goes by very quickly. We are in session 18 weeks. So all of the work has to be done by then. If not, then it just doesn't get done. And so we've done 16 weeks so far, and we have 2 weeks to go. The budget, though, has to get done a week earlier. And so we only have 1 week to get the budget done, but I'm confident we'll get that done on time.
Also this week, a special memorial ceremony was held.
Very meaningful memorial service. The Missouri Workers Memorial Day ceremony was held on Wednesday this week. Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, Ryan McKenna, organized it and was the MC. I was honored to ask to be a part of that. I gave what they called a message of hope and a closing prayer. And basically, it is to honor those who have died in the workplace this past year in accidents. And there's a lot of family members who showed up. So it was very, very meaningful for them. I think more than anything else, for the state of Missouri, just to recognize their loss and to honor them. There was a video shown of all the folks, the families that wanted to participate. Flag that was flown over the Capitol was given to each family. So just meaningful things. And of course, we do recognize workplace safety, and hopefully we can learn from every tragic accident to reduce that number. And it'd be nice not to ever have to have a ceremony like that. But unfortunately, that does happen. But it was very, very meaningful and an honor to participate.